This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven past the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with this week's Talk Radio Top 10.
What's so funny about that?
Well, I was going through the history of this program with a fellow that we both know, Rick Jensen,
yeah,
who was at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware.
Good guy.
Yeah, and he's a good talk host. And we were talking about the history of this program, and he'd been on it before and had been on it for a long time, so I invited him to come back on. And it was sort of a trip down memory lane, if you will, thinking about some of the people that we all have worked with and how stable, you know, in this world of instability, how the rock that is Talkers Magazine, and you, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher, and me, I guess, doing this program as long as we have brought a sort of predictability that people like, understanding and knowing that the world is changing. It's nice to have some rocks, and this is a rock, a foundation of the talk radio industry that's been around for a long time. So for that, I guess we all should be happy, thankful, and you should be thankful
for everything. We should change your name to The Rock. Wrestling had one. I think radio should have one. We should call you Doug The Rock Steffen.
You know,
this show does have a great history.
Yeah.
And it's gone through so much evolution. I mean, it started as a pre-produced magazine program that counted down the top 10 stories. Each story had what's called in the business an actuality. Mm-hmm. It, you know, a little, maybe a news clip. And I would do commentary on each of them. I think it started out, it was a two-hour show. And it actually started out on hundreds of stations right off the bat. It was a big show, but it was done before the digital era. We can never do the kind of stuff we do now with multi-hosts and different people around the country. And I used to produce it personally by hand and would have to send it the night before by airplane. I would go to the airport and have a special delivery on, I think it was Continental Airlines from Hartford to L.A., where it would be picked up by a messenger and then brought to the satellite company and played.
We're gonna get to the stories and
no, we don't.
The people listen in a second. But before we do that, going down this, I remember a Friday night.
Yes.
You called me, and I had the technology to be able to ship things around. I was a little ahead of my time when I was starting to do the Good Day program, and I had technology in my home, in my studio, to be able to, something happened, and you couldn't get it on the plane. So you brought it to my house, and we put it on the facility that we had to get it uploaded so that it could be on the air, as long with Casey Kasem and his countdown, all that stuff.
Yeah,
it was all produced out there. Yeah,
I drove an hour and a half to your house on the farm in the dark, finding your place, and I had the show pre-produced on a cassette. And remember cassettes?
Yeah.
And we played it, and we got it on the satellite just in the nick of time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was called Switched 56.
Yep.
Or Switched 56. Or something. We went through. I'll tell you, folks. When you've done a show like this, not only do you have a history of the passing parade of topics, which is incredible, how many big stories we've forgotten about that were huge in their time, but we've also gone through a passing parade of technology. The technology surrounding radio broadcasting the evolution of it is extraordinary.
Yeah.
And it's still going on. When we're doing this show 20, 30 years from now, Doug, it's going to be seamless.
I have thought often, people. I was on this trip, you know, over the last 10 days or so, and people said to me, well, when are you going to retire? And I don't know whether they look at my silver hair now and may have seen pictures of me from 10, 20 years ago when my hair wasn't silver, but the rest of me feels and wants to be as I have always been. And I think that you and I are perfectly capable, not being facetious, of doing this for easily another 20 years or so, as long as we take care of ourselves, our voices sound. Listen to the timbre in your voice. Listening, it's not maturity. It's when I listening to you, there's a professionalism, if that's what it is. There's a maturity that isn't attached to age. It's experience. And don't you think people want to have the experience of listening to people knowing what the hell they're talking about?
For change? Well, and we know what we're talking about, don't we?
To a point, we do.
Wait a second. I'm looking at this meter I have. It says that we have no listeners anymore. They've all tuned out.
All right. Well, before we have a couple of commercials, let's bring them back again with the top 10
stories. You want
the list? Stories.
Okay, I'll rush
the list
through
of stories and peoples from Talk-O-Matic.
Okay. At number 10, we have National Football League action and college football playoffs. At number 9, the Les Moonves case tied in with CBS and the baby it's cold outside flap. Number 8, Brexit. Number 7, Russia-Ukraine tensions. Number 6, the Khashoggi murder stays in the news and on our tongues. At number 5, U.S.-China trade war and Trump at the G20. That seems like ages ago. It was just a few days ago. Number 4, financial markets activity. Number 3, migrants at the U.S. border. Number 2, Trump-Russia investigation. And number 1, George H.W. Bush dies. The people on the survey, number 10, Les Moonves. Number 9, Theresa May. Number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 7, Mohammed bin Salman and Jamal Khashoggi. Number 6, Xi Jinping and Mei Guangzhou. At number 5, Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort tied at 5. At 4, Robert Mueller and Mike Flynn tied at 4. Number 3, the Obamas, the Clintons, and George W. Bush. At number 2, Donald Trump. At number 1, George H.W. Bush.
In a moment, I want to talk about another Les. You mentioned Les Moonves is number 10 on the list of people this week. There's another Les that has been involved in this business for a long time that I want to talk about with you, because he was somebody that you and I both knew well. It's 14 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Roundup. The stories, the charts for the week of December the 3rd to the 7th. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with the benefits of using Calitrin in our focus, please, for the next 60 seconds for those of you who may have been on a trip. Maybe you don't have to be on a trip. You started with Thanksgiving. Now you're going to all these Christmas parties. I went to one last night, another one tonight, another one tomorrow night. It goes on and on and on and on and on. You eat and you enjoy. You drink and you enjoy. You're visiting. You're having fun. You're not thinking about what you're doing to your body. And then all of a sudden you wake up on January 2nd and think, my God, where did this weight come from? I've gained 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds. Mm-hmm. So if you want to stay ahead of that, Michael's going through the, the same thing I eat. I was on a trip. I ate more pasta the last 10 days because I was in a place where I didn't want to eat anything else. And it just is not, it's not a pretty picture. So let's get on. And I didn't bring my Calitrin with me.
Uh-huh.
Could have done that and maybe stayed ahead. But for those of you who want to stay ahead of the curve and not only lose weight because you have way too much weight on you and you know it and you feel guilty, and but you don't like any of the diet options, this is the best one, because it's not really a diet. It is basically a capsule loaded with collagen, and collagen is the protein that builds your body. You stopped making it when you were in your 30s and you haven't supplemented, so now you're along the road a bit and you want to get rid of the fat. And the best way to do it is to get online. Go to toploss.com, 10% off the deal. with the DJV code. You get a free bottle when you've bought three or more, and you get 10% off everything. Maintain your weight after you lose it. That's one of the great things, the great benefits of using Calitrin. Not only are you reproducing collagen in your body, which is the protein that helps you build muscle and lose the fat, but then when you lose the weight, you keep it off. This is a great maintenance program as well as being a way to lose the weight. So take advantage of this amazing opportunity to stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own so you can exercise, build more muscle, push the fat out, lose the weight. It's all at toploss.com, toploss.com. The product is called Calitrin. This is not a Johnny-come-lately to the weight loss wars. 30 years this family has been producing this product to great success. That's, you know, how the hell do you stick around for 30 years if you're not doing a good job? You can't do it. It works. I'm telling you, this is the way to lose the weight and keep it where you want it to be. Be sure to check out the box saying that you heard about Calitrin on the DJV program when you order it now at toploss.com.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop, and now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle segment. Available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
And 12818, see associate for details.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
All right, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen here, the charts for the week of December the 3rd to the 7th. You know, one of the things that, as I listened to you go through the stories and you were going through the history of this program and how it all started, the word pander comes into my mind. And I think maybe it did because of the passing of George Bush and what he meant and what he stood for and how we talked about him, because the stuff that we're doing on the air started with basically his coming to prominence as the president. It was about that time when all of this stuff started. And I don't know why the pandering, the word pander, came to me as I listened around a little bit in the last 24 hours since I've been back to people talking about Trump and talking about Bush and how different they were. And it just seems to me that we're going down a road, Michael, where everybody has to feel like they're going to say something because it's the right thing to say. And George Bush didn't do that. George Bush didn't pander. And I don't think talk radio, when we first started focusing on it, pandered. I think we do that now. Some people do, anyway. What do you think?
I think that when you're saying pandering, I think what you're talking about is targeting audiences and then preaching to the choir, telling people what they already feel so that they feel comfortable with you, as opposed to stimulating them, challenging them, arguing with them. Mm. Let's talk about that after the break.
That's a good idea, Michael. What a smooth way of telling everybody it's 21 after the hour here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 half the hour, the week in review in the world of talk radio, something that's a tradition here that Michael and I have been doing for many, many years, 52 weeks a year. This program is on the air reviewing the hot hits, the big stories, the top 10 in the people world as well. We were talking about pandering because I don't know why Limbaugh comes to mind, but for as long as he's been around, he's been a mature act. Remember when there was Rush Radio? Remember how much that took the nation by storm for years?
Rush Limbaugh is only guilty of one thing right now, and that is he's not the new kid on the block.
Yeah, that's
I'm often asked by the press as a go-to guy talking about talk media, you know, is Rush Limbaugh losing his relevance? Is he losing his influence? All Rush Limbaugh is losing is his newness. Rush Limbaugh is still extremely, extremely big, extremely popular.
We'd all die for the ratings and the revenue that guy produces. So,
how big an increase is his show having every year? I go, well, none, because he's everywhere. it's really funny, the perception of influence versus true measured success. Mm-hmm. And of course, a lot of people believe that talk radio is just another political party and that its success and failure is based upon whether the people you support politically get elected. Mm-hmm. And that is the furthest thing from the truth, and I try to explain that all the time. Talk radio is in the broadcasting industry. It's not in the political industry. And a person, you know, you could back losers constantly and be tremendously successful.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with the nuts and bolts of politics on a first-hand level. It's a secondary thing, just like sports announcers. They don't get any more money or more successful if their team wins the pennant or the Super Bowl. It's a whole different business. And from that perspective, Rush Limbaugh has had an amazing career. But I'm constantly asked whether he's lost his relevance, and I say the fact that you're asking that question means he's relevant.
Right.
People don't ask that.
I put these together. Howard Stern's not a panderer. I think Limbaugh is. And this is what has made many of the stations that carry this program and talk radio in general, at least at the moment, if you want to use that term you used a minute ago, relevancy, pandering is relevancy, because that's what people who are successful running radio stations, that's what they're doing now. Whether you like it or you don't like it, Trump is somebody, if you follow and want to benefit from his presence, you're a panderer. And it could be said for, you know, the people that supported Obama. It becomes a people thing, but people and pandering to their points of view, I think, is a way, is a road to success, a vehicle to success for many people doing this format at the moment.
Well, in terms of Trump being completely candid here, pandering or targeting Trump lovers has proven to be more of a survival
strategy than
necessarily wanting to be liked. A lot of careers have gone down the drain in the last 2 years of conservative talk show hosts who have stood up against Limbaugh, only to find that a significant number of their audience have left them and they've lost their jobs.
I think Glenn Beck is an example.
There's a lot of examples. There's a lot of behind it. Michael Medved is an example. There's a lot of examples, and there's a lot of things that are not examples that people don't know about behind the scenes, subtle changes. I, of course, know about them because I look at it under a microscope.
Yeah.
Hey, what can I say? You know, it's politics, it's show business, it's targeting, it's trying to have people listen. It's
the cliche of the moment. If you can stick with it, the people who've been around and survived understand how to bob and, you know, weave back and forth. That's one of the reasons that I don't care to do political stuff on the Monday through Friday program, but we have to do it here.
But you do.
I do. Yeah, I know. I do.
you say you don't, and you do.
I know.
So I don't.
Yeah.
That's something I've never figured out with you.
I know you do. Well, listen, it sounds good. 28 past the hour.
We've all been there. That sinking feeling when the mechanic tells you the repairs to your car are going to be in the hundreds, maybe even thousands. You weren't planning on this. No one ever is. That's why smart people have CarShield, the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection. CarShield gives you peace of mind that out-of-the-blue car repairs won't derail your life. CarShield is committed to creating an exceptional experience by providing dependable, reliable, and affordable coverage solutions for expensive automotive repairs. CarShield has covered more than 600,000 vehicles and paid out over $1 billion in claims. There is a CarShield protection plan for every car and every budget. Check them out today by calling 1-800-667-1125. CarShield plans include towing, roadside assistance, and a rental car while yours is in the shop. Do the smart thing. Call 1-800-667-1125. Again, that's 1-800-667-1125. Don't wait until it's too late. One more time, that's 1-800-667-1125.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/8/18. See associate for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New details can be expected to be released when it comes to the Russia investigation later today, as today is the deadline for the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller to explain to the court why it accused President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort of lying to investigators and breaking his cooperation deal.
December 7th, 1941...
Young listeners may recall asking others where they were when they learned of the 9/11 attacks. Those who were around decades earlier were asking friends and loved ones, where were you when you heard of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor? Hours later, President Franklin D. Roosevelt made one of the most famous radio addresses ever to Americans.
a date which will live in infamy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
After the hour now, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen along with Michael Harrison going through some thoughts and ideas. You said you wanted to continue. You always know because formatically we have little things that we're required to do. Isn't it very interesting? We want to have free-form conversation, but yet when the clock strikes 12, screeching to a halt, our conversation must stop.
Well, and I only am I'm an old-fashioned broadcaster, and as much as if you are finishing a thought and you didn't finish it and a break comes up, and then you say, we'll finish it on the other side, you owe it to the audience to at least finish it.
So yes.
I think it's important we finish it. The problem is so I don't remember what it was we were talking about. So, therefore, it can't be that interesting, and maybe I'm doing the audience a favor by not finishing it.
Well, I think we were talking
playing
a little bit
with
about
you. I'm playing.
I know
with
you. Yeah. Well, the station conversation, pandering. How do
we're
you?
We're talking about pandering, and basically, just to wrap it up, is that we are in an era right now in terms of news talk programming, whether it's CNN, Fox News Channel, the radio station that people are listening to this conversation on, that we're in an era now where the stations and the networks are programmed to target audiences politically and in terms of public policy, that they will provide the service of confirming your disposition, your belief, as opposed to coming on with not that on their mind, but rather to be kind of middle ground or objective or even in some cases controversial and in your face.
Yep.
It's just a style. And people should be aware of it. And the reason I'm talking about it now is I think it's within the format of this program to lift the veil a little bit and talk about how the sausage is made in the sausage factory known as talk radio.
I'm actually proud and pleased that we do that, to get off the wheel, because I think a lot of this stuff becomes cliched. We have allowed our lives, we've allowed our thoughts, we've allowed our actions to become part of a cliché. And perhaps the best example of that, in my mind this week, is Kevin Hart being installed and removed, as it's not one of the top ten, but I think it sort of fits in a manner of speaking. Late in the week, there was a conversation about him and something that he posted or, I don't know, tweeted 10 years ago. You didn't remember that he did.
Yeah, it actually is top ten. If the research on this program went to the end of the night on Friday, we can't do that. Obviously,
right.
It would have squeezed in. That's a big story on Friday.
Yeah. And it is. I'm not a fan of his, frankly, and I'm happy that he's not the host of the Oscars. If I'm going to watch it, because I find him to be banal, annoying, not funny. But to get it in the chops this way, I think is pretty, maybe silly, maybe sick. I just think we cannot be held accountable for every single thing we say, because we are not perfect. There's one perfect being in the universe. That's it. The rest of us are not, and we are going to slip up. We are going to make mistakes. We are going to be caught. And so you say, well, don't have, you know, look at postings on Facebook or any other of the social media. Yeah, this stuff that I've seen on my site and my family and my children that I wish wasn't there. But you know what? It is what it is. So who's perfect? You? You're not. I sure am not. And Kevin Hart's not either. So something, and they're not going to find, if they keep, they, we, us, you, keep using these standards that are unattainable, nobody will be left doing anything.
Yeah, that's really one of the major trends of our time, is we're trying to purge ourselves of imperfection in terms of being politically correct on every level. My view of it is that some of the reasons for political correctness are justified. I mean, I'm not a big fan of racial jokes and ethnic jokes and discrimination and hatred and gay bashing.
Well, we've grown
up away from it.
Look at your... Well, you grew up in New York, for God's sakes. Everything possible lives in New York. I grew up in a very diverse circumstance, and I'm so thankful for it. You know, we had our problems with Puerto Ricans and that kind of stuff, and you can't talk about it today, but you sure as heck could then.
I've never had problems with Puerto Ricans, but see the way you even said it.
That sounds
I can't sign off on that. You know, you and I are not Abbott and Costello in this regard.
No,
we have our own views, but I just think that when it gets in the way of creativity, when it gets in the way of free speech, when it gets in the way of honesty, it can be over the top. However, I'm not so ignorant as to believe there's not a basis for some of this political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
See, the problem is it's not easily solved. I would not like to go back to a world where there's complete insensitivity toward minorities and toward people and hurting feelings.
Well, let's look at number 10. And number 10 on the people list, number 9 on the stories list, the story of Les Moonves, who used to run CBS.
Yeah.
And these guys got away with all kinds of really rotten crap. And it's time they were called. So this is the other side of the horn. The pendulum swings the other way. So where somebody like Kevin Hart gets caught in something that maybe isn't something that important, these guys have gotten caught doing important bad things, and the comeuppance here is appropriate. And Moonves is going to lose out on $120 million because he couldn't keep his pants on.
Yeah, there's a big difference between that and a provocateur whose business is to be controversial and to be on the cutting edge of satire. I'm not up to the speed on the Kevin Hart thing, exactly what he said. He obviously posted what's called homophobic. I prefer to say anti-gay slurs in social media. Having seen them, I haven't studied that yet. And when I understand it better. But he is a provocateur. I mean, he is a controversial comedian.
Yeah.
There's a difference between a guy mouthing off on social media and a guy who wields ungodly dictatorial power over the lives of thousands of people as the CEO of a major corporation who takes advantage of women and other people, not just women. Men are treated poorly by these guys, too, you know.
You know, they may not have thought it was out of the realm of what most people did or could get away with, and so they're going to ask they're going to make that their excuse. No excuse for this stuff. I wanted to bring us around to Les Moonves because a half hour ago when we were mentioning these names, I said there's another Les that is a prominent household, well, not anymore, but was for a long time. People, especially on the East Coast, knew who Les Kinsolving was. Fellow that was, man, he was so cut out of the period of time when such characters existed on the air. I wish we had some audio of him, and we didn't find any, unless, Kara, you can quickly go to find some audio of this guy. Michael, he was truly a character.
He was a character. He used to script his shows out, and he was, you know, in the mind of this reporter. Mm-hmm. Our president is acting in a most unethical way.
He was one of those guys.
I mean, we used to make fun of him when he was alive behind the scenes, but everybody kind of respected him and liked him.
Oh. Absolutely.
Everybody made fun of him.
He was from Baltimore, did his time in Washington. He was on WOR in New York for a number of years. He was the best, quintessential example. Well, best is always something you can argue about.
He wore a red sport jacket. He was a member of the Washington Press Corps at a time when most talk show hosts couldn't get near the White House.
Right.
And he was, Mr. President.
Yeah,
is it true, these rumors we hear about you having a venereal disease? Do you remember that? We used to call him and the late Tom Maher, his station mate, a very nice gentleman who passed away about a year ago.
Yeah.
We used to call them the Baltimore Bombers.
They called them the Baltimore Blowhards.
The Baltimore Bombers. And when the two of them were
fabulous,
when they were in their prime.
Ah, fabulous.
These guys were dangerous.
They were just fabulous. Yeah. They really were. And for those of us who've been doing this for a long time and have had the pleasure of being around many of these people who are no longer around, and the people coming along just don't have it. These guys
that's a hell of a statement.
I don't think
that. I can't sign off on that.
No, I'm not asking you to.
I'm not saying that because I'm pandering. To me, if there were no good young talent, I'd be wrapping it up and leaving.
I'm not saying there's no good young talent. I'm just saying there's something about the iconoclastic way these guys, the bombastic way, both Marr and Kinsolving, who were like bedmates. You'd think the guys were sleeping together. They were, and they didn't, but they were.
How do we know?
Yeah. Kinsolving was just so unique. And the voice, he was just a fabulous. He was crazy. The guy was certifiably nuts. Not nuts like Joe Pyne, but he was so into it, and he lived his life, and the way he didn't take himself seriously. I don't think maybe he did. But he took himself very seriously.
He was sincere. He really was a bombastic purveyor of the First Amendment, and he was a man of his time, and he was a character of any time. And everybody's sad, of course, that he's gone.
Passed away this week at the age of 90.
Yeah, 90. That's a ripe old age.
.com. We're going to get to Michael and who he's interviewed this week in a matter of moments here. First of all, if you want to leave a lasting impression, you want to have a great smile and have the work done in 5 minutes, don't go to the dentist and spend $1,000. Listen to your pal Uncle Doug and call 800-208-1797. People are confused today because they say, wait a minute, well, the phone, I want to go to a website. Well, you can go to the website, but you won't get it at half price. This is the exclusive site for finding power swabs to get your teeth whiter, 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, and keep repeating it every 5, 6, 7 days, and your teeth, before you know it, will be absolutely the whitest teeth they have ever. They're going to look younger, going to be free of stains. You can remove them and have that great white smile that you always have wanted to have and haven't had for years. You call 800-208-1797, mention DJV, and you'll get it for half the retail price. Power swabs, something to have in the privacy of your own home to clean your teeth so they are white and bright, beautiful. You won't be annoyed by using those strips and the trays and all that stuff. Oh, my God, what a pain in the neck that is. Dentists invented it. Dentists recommend it. You use it. 800-208-1797, a fabulous, wonderful way for you to tell somebody you care about them in a nice present, put it in the stocking. Power swabs, whiten your teeth, 800-208-1797, at half price. They just mentioned DJV.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose and L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose and L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
All right, so Michael Harrison, who, among other things, he wears lots of different hats. One of the things he does is a weekly interview that is at mhinterview.com. The people that you focus on, it's just a wonderful way, again, for people to have a little mind expansion, which we can all use from time to time. So what's the focus this week?
We're back to our roots of talk radio. We interview a young up-and-coming unknown named Jim Bohannon.
He's another one.
Who's celebrating his 58th year on radio and still going strong. It's mhinterview.com. Check it out, folks, if you want to hear cool conversations.
He's actually older than you and I are. He started as a kid in Missouri. This is a great story. This is another one. Never mind how old you are. If you love the medium, listening to conversationalists, Bohannon's got not only a great voice, he has a fun mind. And that's something that not only will come out in this interview, I'm sure, but the guy is just he's a fun mind. I think that's the best way of describing it. So I think it's great that you have him on the MH interview.
My pleasure. Thanks,
Jim.
Have a good
Bo.
One.
Jimbo. Jim Bohannon on the MH interview. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the countdown to 10 before the hour.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with the expertise of one Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer here. If I ever get into trouble on this program, he can get me out of it. I know that for sure. College professor at Bentley University, leading expert in scams and identity theft, the website that he has commandeered, scamicide.com, something that you, at this time of year, any time of year, you're going to get suckered into doing things. At the end of the year, there are going to be people who are going to try to extract money from you in the name of some good cause. So if you go to Steve's website, scamicide.com, and then sometimes you send people to another website as well to make sure that what they're doing is on the up and up, if they're smart enough to want to think it through, right?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of websites that we're affiliated with. So one of them is charitynavigator.org, which will help you research particular charities to find out if they're legit or not. And it's very easy to do. I say research, you just put in the name, and they've already done the research for you. Or there's another one, Have I Been Pawned, which will tell you what data breaches have occurred that have your information in them. So we can try and make this pretty all-encompassing.
All right, let's get to a couple of the stories this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine. The people have criticized me because I've said I thought the Trump-Russia investigation was never going to prove anything. It was much ado about nothing. Now they're focusing on what the children have done, the $50 million promise to Putin. Was that real or not? Actually, it would, under the circumstances, if it wasn't for the fact that Trump was president, it's a pretty good marketing idea. One way. If you get nice work, if you can get it. So what is really and truly, at the end of the day, all the lawyers, all the billable hours, all the money that's been spent to investigate Trump and his connection to Putin, I thought maybe it was all summed up the other day at the G20 when Trump walked by Putin, he didn't even look at him. They didn't. Did you see that? That video.
Yeah, I did. I think this is one area where we will disagree, and I think the Mueller investigation has a lot of legs. There's a lot to it. There already has been a lot to it, and even if you take Trump personally and what his knowledge or information was out of the equation, the fact is it was the Mueller investigation that found the 20 specific Russians that were involved in the campaign against the election and to influence the election. So, you know, there are people that have already been convicted. Michael Flynn is pleading guilty, and there were connections between the campaign and Russia, and there were that appear to be illegal. Was Trump aware? Hell, I don't know if he's aware when he's awake. But that's not the issue here. There's a lot here, and the fact that he tries to delegitimize it, I don't think is very helpful. But Mueller's a smart guy.
Yeah, no, I don't. There's no question. He's a pretty smart guy. I think he's somewhat politically motivated, or his own future. Where does a guy like that go?
He's a Republican.
Yeah, I know he is. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he really has been pretty unbiased. I mean, the allegations of Trump that this is a Democratic thing against him, just there's no basis for it. And it's like, unfortunately, so many Trump statements, he makes these things like that climate change isn't occurring and criticizing without anything to support it. And Mueller's been very apolitical, so I think he's good.
All right. So I want to take you down a road for a moment that is something that needs to be investigated, I think, legally. The corporate concentration in agriculture. The Farm Bill was passed this week. I was out of town for most of the week, so I didn't really get caught up on it. But the legalities of these big, huge corporate entities getting this kind of government, isn't there some way the subsidies that go to these big corporations can be legally throttled?
Yeah, but it's going to take a change of how we finance politics. You know, you don't see much in the news about it, and unfortunately the influence of the agriculture big business the public isn't even aware of. So yes, this is a system that is not in the public's interest, and it's just one more indication of the corruption of money in politics. And yeah, I wish it were better, but it isn't.
No. I got about 30 seconds here for Les Moonves, the legal side of his case. He's trying to get $120 million out of CBS's former employer. Doesn't look like that's going too well for him at the moment.
No, in Boston we have a saying, good luck to you and the Red Sox. The Red Sox, though, have better luck, because what's going to happen is his severance package is going to get ended and terminated because these violate provisions of the contract.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman with
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.